I'm going to call the Business Finance Justice Committee to order now. Time now is 6:30. At this time, we'll have notification by Representative Hicks.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this evening. We ask that you bless the meeting tonight. And Lord, just open up the minds and the hearts of the council tonight and let us see the things that are being presented for the best of the nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Moving on the agenda, we'll have it down. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Here.
Robert Huff.
Here.
Adam Jones. Chairman, I've got four present, one absent.
Yeah, four present, one absent. Constitute a quorum. Any business conducted tonight will be official. Moving on down the agenda, approval of minutes of August 17th and August 30th. You guys should have a copy of that.
Mm-hmm. I got copies.
Chairman, make motions to approve minutes for August 17th and 30th.
Chair, second on that?
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
David Hill?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman, I got three in favor, zero against.
We have three in favor, zero against. The minutes have been approved. We've done an agenda. On the first one on the agenda is Scuggy Loan Fund Board, which was postponed last night. Okay. The budget we have is 485,382. Is the correct one you have, Jerry? Okay, you want to go ahead and start with it?
Well, where do you want to start? The board voted to have a new reorganization plan going into the next year, so we've added. The main person we have is our chief financial officer, so we can keep kind of our set of books, do funding agreements, do receivables, payables, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing was John Blue, as you recall, last year had a business advisor in his budget. And so he was going to take that out of the Secretary of Nation budget and put it in this budget because it's part of the development services of the total program office in terms of business planning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, and then we have another position, but we're not going to fill it this year, the chief administrative officer. So that's the personnel section. Do you have any questions about personnel?
Go ahead.
The chief administrative officer was the name?
The chief financial officer is the new position.
And you added CFO?
Yes.
And project?
The business advisor was transferred from John Blue's budget to our budget. When I say John Blue, I mean Secretary of Nation's budget.
Who is the business advisor?
It's Daniel Wynn.
Russell.
I mean,
Russell.
There's too many Wynns.
Okay, thank you. David?
Who's currently doing all your financial stuff now?
No one. Well, I take that back. And this is something we're going to be terminating, but we have a consult agreement with a CPA that's doing the financials. And what I don't like is basically she's just taking our CBER reports and she's not keeping a general ledger. She's just reformatting those into a balance sheet and income statement.
Is that just recently? Or?
She's been doing it for a year.
What do you have to pay this person?
We're paying them $700 a month. So we're eliminating that contract. It expires September 30th. I talked to her today. She's going to do her year end, and we have some. You might be familiar with the agriculture loan program. We've got to go back and reconcile that account because when people pay, it wasn't booked right. Meaning, so part of the payment goes to the tribe, part of the payment goes to the back to the lender. So that's an example of why we need a chief financial officer. We need to keep around the set.
Another thing is that we'll be more transparent to the council. Yeah. If we have this individual on board and staffed.
Okay, David.
Well, that's what I was wondering. After a meeting, I had asked Chief, and he was hoping that he had mentioned that he was really wanting to wait on the CFO. Did you discuss this with Chief about
it? Well, we have filed a request to open the position. John Blue said he had enough money to pay for that person for 2 months. Out of his budget, he had some leftover salary funds. So, but the chief hadn't signed off on it yet, so it's just been sitting there and hadn't been approved. So, I assume what we talked about in our meeting was, I assume he wanted to wait till October 1st when he says wait. That's what I'm assuming. Because he hadn't signed off on the hiring notice for that.
Well, my impression was I think he was wanting to wait. Speaker, is that the way you understood as well? Basically, didn't want to put the CFO in there.
We spoke with him last night, yes. And that goes back to part of the issue to where there's no government overseeing the CFI and the board and stuff. And that complicates that issue because there's the budget's like $485,000. So that goes back to your being independent. The board's independent. The employees of the loan fund board are not independent. That makes sense? Mm-hmm.
Just a point of information, I've submitted a letter to this committee asking for a meeting to discuss some issues. I just figure probably after the budget hearings, you might have time to schedule that meeting. But the board wants to meet with you, we want to meet with you, so we can talk about the CDFI, the certification status as is right now.
Well, so at this point in time, what you said, Jerry, that the request is in the chief's office to sign off on a new position, but he hasn't signed off on it yet?
Mm-mm. That's for this current budget period, which, again, John Blue was going to pay for that. So if he don't sign off on it, which I just assumed he wanted to wait, I just assumed, and of course he's not here to speak for himself, is that what he was talking about waiting for the new fiscal year.
Okay,
maybe I misunderstood, but I kind of understood the same as Speaker. I think he was wanting to wait. What I understood.
That was my understanding last night. If there's something different, I don't know.
Chief, do you know?
No, I don't. Chief, not want to be here tonight. He had another meeting.
Yeah, no, okay.
I understand he's on the way.
Okay. Any other questions, David?
No, you can go ahead.
Okay, Randall. Randall?
No, this time just that.
Okay. Pete, questions?
My statement would be that my understanding is that the chief wanted to wait on that one position.
Okay.
I mean, that's a speaker controller's office. Are y'all controller's office, Kathy? Are y'all currently overseeing any of this on part of finance?
Their budget is in the Arcebus and stuff, but as far in, I know the position description and everything was sent to Chief, and before they can hire him, he has to approve it because it's a new position. And as far as I know, Chief hasn't approved it yet.
Sure.
Let me ask this question. The chief, you said the chief wanted to wait. When did? How long did he want to wait, or was it until the FY17?
I think so. I mean, I think he was wanting to see how he was going to, you know, because the board just now was established, correct? Mm-hmm. The actual board. And that's the way I understood it.
And I'm wondering if he realized that the Secretary of the Nation had the funds in his budget to compensate this individual.
I don't know. That's how it's
what happens, John Blue and myself, and I think the second chief was in that meeting with the chief, and we explained to him that we needed a position filled. What his concern was, as you know, some people are being, I guess, rifted with the joint merger with health and the tribe to IT, and et cetera. So he said what he wanted to do was open up the position and give all those people who's been laid off a chance to apply. And so that's what we're trying to do. We was giving, trying to give them all a chance to apply. And so John Blue said in that meeting, that he had the funds in his budget to pay for the position for 2 months, because this position was turned in over 2.5 weeks ago.
I guess going back to what Kathy said, you know, the chief has not signed off on that position to be filled at this point in time. So, without approval of that position to be filled, there's a position that doesn't exist at this point in time. So,
the only reason I'm asking about that, because in the past that. There was always position open that we was unaware of, and we was always wondering where that money's going to come from. I mean, it's a lot of times we always had to reappropriate more money, and that's one of the reasons I'm asking. If Chief approved, I'm fine with it, but from what I gathered last night, I think he was wanting to wait.
Okay.
If we remove this and if Chief signs it, could we come back and...
Yeah. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Wilson, I've got a question here. The lady that you're paying, lady or gentleman, whoever it is that you're paying the 7 hour a month to, what is he or she doing for you? What exactly is she doing?
Basically, she's taking our CBA reports, what they call CBA reports, reformatting them to a balance sheet income statement. She's not keeping the full set of breaks. She's not doing general ledger. She told me on the phone today because I called her. That's the first time I talked to her. The contract was prior to me coming aboard. And I wanted to see exactly what the nature of the accounting that she was doing. And that's all she's doing is taking our C reports to report back into her income. And she admitted herself that that wasn't correct because some of the entries in the loan fund, the real grant is not accurate. Another example, I'll just tell you that we have a CDFI technical assistance grant, and two budget mods were made by the previous director that did not receive the budget approval from the federal government. So, and according to that funding agreement, you know, we're trying to get the financial report back to them with that, and we're going to be out of compliance because of that. So going forward, we're going to have to submit a budget mod to the federal government for approval. So that's another example why we need somebody like this in-house. Because we have notes payable back to the federal government with the rural grant or loan that we have. We need to be keeping a full set of books. When we submit our CDFI application, we said we was keeping a full set of books, and we're not. Those kind of things.
So is that stuff that our controller's office couldn't handle in the time being? Something that they could do?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, well, I know it's, I came in again after the fact, but
you, the CEO, you were seeing the daily issues that you may or may not have. You know what needs to be done financially, grant purpose, grant wise, everything else. You oversee all that.
Well, I went and seen the new controller just a couple of days ago.
Linda, she's not here.
Okay. And I talked to her about some of the budget problems that we had as a federal grant program. And she understood it. She said, you're right. We need the federal budget approval before any modification is made. But, you know, she's just not getting around with things. She's trying to put things in place. As you know, through our audit reports, we haven't had our accounting policy procedure manual in place for years, and that was one of the recommendations of the auditors. So I'm sure, with her background, she's going to put some of those things in place that she has time, when she's kind of this week. You know, but we had a discussion on some of those needs.
You finished?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else? No. Ruby.
You mentioned that she said some of our SEVAs were wrong. What was wrong with them?
Not our controller, the bookkeeper doing the books. What she said was that the IRA account, the lending account, when people paid the money back, that was supposed to be reclassified accordingly, and she said it wasn't. So she said she needed to talk to somebody in-house here, and I gave her the name of the new controller, and she said she would try to get in touch with her to correct that particular account.
I mean, because that wouldn't hit a SEVA, because that's revenue coming back. These are expenditures. So the SEVA, that would go on a balance sheet along, because this particular claim, we do have a balance sheet.
Well, anyway, she says she needs to visit somebody with us.
Let's get back to the budget. At this point, there's an issue with that. We need to focus on what the budget is at this point in time. So, David, Pete, do you have any questions?
No.
David?
I kind of have to approve it without Chief signature.
Okay. Are you making a motion?
With Chief, Representative Beaver. We can remove that. Until a chief signature, I think we can put it back in.
Is that your motion?
Yeah.
Okay, David, Representative Hill's made a motion to remove the CFO position from the budget at this point in time. Do you hear a second in that?
Second.
Okay. Roll call on the removal of that budget item.
David Hill?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
And 3 in favor, 0 against. That item's been removed from the budget. So,
you want the correct amount or?
We'll correct it.
We'll correct it.
Can you talk to Chief and go to me?
Okay. Is there any other questions with the budget? Any other questions on the budget? Is there any other questions? Chair, motion to approve the budget as amended.
So moved.
Here a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Pete Weaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
We have 3 in favor, 0 against. As a motion been approved. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Moving on down the agenda, Athletic Commissioner. Dan.
Stand up here in front of you.
Sam, please.
Stop.
We did all last night. Chief didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
He approved. I know. Why'd you come by, James? No. Go ahead.
All right. If you have any questions, Athletic Commission, we've reduced our budget by $2,600 for next fiscal year. We're still going strong. Getting ready to do our first event in the Dome. It's going to be a boxing event. Put in a plug for that. Sure, people have asked for bring boxing here, so we're doing that. We're also doing a couple of events in the new Margaritaville. Be happy to answer questions. Budget was reduced like $2,600 from last year. So I got it.
Any questions? Pete?
No questions.
Randall? Anybody else? Here none of your motion to accept the budget as presented?
Make a motion to approve.
Roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 3 in favor, 0 against. That's been approved. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, members.
Next on the agenda is the Treasury Department. Office of Treasury.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to go executive session.
Okay.
Financial information she was wanting.
Okay, Chair, second. And make, okay, to go to executive session. All in favor say aye. We're in executive session. Time now is 6:50. Everyone be excused except the council and the chief.
It's like
you stay. You got to
stay. That's not what you said.